That's really weird.
Is Navelle going to help you?
Hi, Navelle. How are you? It's Nadine Medina. Good. I'm doing really good. I know you've been pretty busy, so I'm like, well, let's see if it's a hit and miss today.
Nice to catch me coming in from San Antonio. I've been up there all day in meetings, yes.
Oh, my gosh, you poor thing. I know you were telling me, I believe you mentioned you were, like, in the process of moving, right, and then switching the kids to school?
Yeah, I switched my daughter to school, so she got in Friday, but she wasn't able to get...
Oh, man.
Requirements, so I've been having to take her in the morning and pick her up. So, you know,
oh, man.
But that's good. She's in a better school. So,
that's good.
The day they called and said, hey, she's been approved to ride the bus now. So that's
oh, sweet. Oh, good.
I don't worry about finding somebody to, you know, to go pick her up because I was coming in from San Antonio so late. And
yeah.
And then, Sunday was the last, you know, Sunday me and her went to the house and we're trying to just, you know, wrap things up and just praise God that my mom and my sister-in-law, two brothers and a brother-in-law showed up unexpectedly, and they just helped put everything in place. They just
oh, that's awesome. Started. Oh, everybody chipped in.
Everybody chipped in, you know, because it's, I mean, they've been helping little by little, and I pretty much already had everything I needed. It was just, you know, getting it in and trying to work, trying to get her in school. It's you know,
it's a lot.
Time consuming.
And running a business.
So then, like I said, Sunday was the only really full day I was going to have to just try to put everything in its place. And Yolanda, my sister-in-law, and my brother-in-law, I mean, I don't know how they...
That's so awesome. Well, that's good.
I know. Yeah.
That's really good. What a blessing,
so much
you know?
And I appreciate that.
Of course. I hear everything you tell me. I try to retain everything because, you know, that's important, you know, to be personable when you're speaking with a business owner, you know. A lot of times, you know, when you're saying things and you're sharing certain things that are going on, and then when people call you and then it's like, don't you remember I told you I was moving, you know, and I'm in the process of getting things done, that I don't want you to think that what you say goes unnoticed, you know, but I'm glad to hear that
well,
it's all working out
that.
For you. Of course.
Yeah, I appreciate that because we've, you know, I like I said, I have an 11-year-old getting ready to turn 12.
Oh, boy.
Thing, you know, I know. She thinks she's going on 19, you know. And,
yeah.
Course,
I have daughters. I have daughters. I know.
Yeah,
I have four daughters. My husband has three daughters and one son. So between the two of us, we have, I mean, we're basically like the Brady Bunch, right? I mean, they're all older. I have one daughter at Boston University, but I know the girls, my husband says, you got to worry more about the girls than you do about the boys.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, well, I have four older daughters. And they're awesome. They all have great jobs. They all do really good. And, you know, they all, I mean, they're the best. And, and Trinity was from my second marriage. And, unfortunately, you know, her and I we were involved more than what we needed to be in. And, you know, the wife was an alcoholic and then she got, you know, went down a wrong road, and it was like 7 years of just miserable hell.
Oh, man.
I know. It was bad. And so anyway, finally I just said 3 years ago, you know, I got to get her out of here. She just seemed way, way too much for, you know, for a child. And thank God, praise God, I was able to I was given the opportunity to get out of there, and I did. And so her and I actually been living with my sister. Because my sister was approved, you know, by CPS for us to live with her.
Oh, good.
CPS was involved in my ex-wife's life, not in my life, but in her life because of her other children. So, they just said, we're investigating everything on the other side. Let's go ahead and approve this as a safe home for your daughter and for you. And I said, okay, great. So because of that reason, we've been living there, but it was time for us to move on, and the opportunity came for us to get a house, and we're just thrilled today.
That is so amazing. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
God is
so good,
huh?
He's
been so, so good, and I just, you know, just give him thanks every day for all the blessings he's given us.
Absolutely.
He's opened a lot of doors, and he's closed, you know, a door that needed
yeah.
to be closed, so... Thanks so much for asking. I don't mean
of
to
course.
Put it all out there, but thanks for asking.
No. I don't mind. You know, I'll tell you, my grandma used to always say, she would tell us in Spanish, but, you know, well, she spoke both, but she would always say, the saying in Spanish was, when one door opens, or when one door closes, another one will open, and God will open the doors that need to be opened for you, right? And he'll shut the ones that need to be shut.
Absolutely.
That's so good.
And you know, I do a lot of jail ministries. I go to the federal prison.
Oh, you do?
State, and I go to
wow.
Nicaragua once a year for 9 days. And you know, and just that was one of the reasons I probably stayed in the marriage a lot longer than I should have, because I just, you know, just believing, you know, hey, you know, this person's gonna get healed. She's gonna get healed.
Yeah.
But, you know. At the end, you know, they've got to want to be healed. They've got to want to change. And
absolutely.
That was in my life.
Absolutely.
You know, so I just
absolutely.
Had to say, you know, I'm just going to give it to God from here and let him do what he needs to and worry about Trinity and let to give Trinity the life that she deserves. And
yeah, what a beautiful name.
For asking. They're real good.
She
yeah,
has a beautiful name.
It fits her perfect.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad for you, Neville. I mean, I'm really glad that things are going in a good direction for you. You know, I just wanted to touch base. I know you've been pretty busy, but I didn't want you to think I forgot about
you.
Well,
you've been in my heart. I've had so much going on, but.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, I told Kelly yesterday, she's off on Tuesdays, and I said, Kelly, uh-huh. I got somebody that's going to come in and give us a call.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get with her as soon as I get all
okay.
the stuff behind me.
Okay.
But I really need her to go back, because we need to see what's going on with our internet. I mean, with our website. It's not
yeah.
right. It's not right. Something is not right. We're not getting the calls that we should be getting. And I've had two other customers say, you know, your name is at the very bottom. And for being in business 45 years, you should be at the very top. You know?
Yeah.
80% of our work, 80% of our work is repeated customers. And, you know, when I
had
websites 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I mean, uh-huh. we were getting 60, 70 calls a day. Now we might be getting 10. And
yeah.
Something is not right. Something is not right. And we talked to somebody, and they're billing us 100. And I told you this the other day. They're billing us, and
uh-huh.
I just saw the invoice yesterday. They're billing us $129 a month to be our search engine or whatever you call it, to monitor
yeah.
how many clicks we get and stuff, but they're not doing anything. I haven't heard from them. I haven't seen them. And
yeah.
I've got to get that fixed.
And you know what, Neville? And just to remind you, you know, and I hear this so much. You know, we talk with a lot of businesses that we work with throughout the United States, right? I mean, you can imagine how many business owners I speak with. And there's companies out there. I mean, I talked to one guy, and I'm not even joking. He told me, he's like, look, this one company told me $50 the first month. And this guy's covering, I mean, his bulk of business is within a 60-mile radius, right? And this is for his concrete business out in Miami, Florida. And he has specific zip codes that he wants to target. And I said, listen. And he's like, but they told me $50. I said, are you looking at the price, or are you looking at what's included? You know what I mean? And he says, but they say they're offering the same thing that you are. And I'm all, but listen to what they're telling you. $50 the first month. Then they told him the second, after 30 days, he pays another $50. After 60 days, he pays $100. After 120 days, he'll pay $150. And then after he's been with them 190 days, then he's going to pay $300. I said, in other words, what they're telling you, it's going to take them that long, okay, to be listed on that first page of Google. And I shared this with you, the $129, that's probably putting you just in your zip code. You told me, you confirmed that it's a 100-mile radius is what you cover.
Yes.
That's what you want to cover.
Yes, I tell them I want it to be San Antonio. I mean, I've always served Central Texas, which is San Antonio to Waco to Llano. And I'm not really crazy about going east of Austin, like to Houston.
Right.
That's a whole different animal. I'm not interested in that. But we've always served those areas, and those have very, very successful, success in those areas. And we're not getting calls from there. We're just not.
Yeah.
And
it's because they're not putting you there.
Good look at it.
Yeah. In order for any company to target those areas for you, Neville, they have to include the Google ads. The local listing, that's only going to put you in your zip code and 10 miles around you. In order to target that 100-mile radius, within those areas that you mentioned, you have to include the Google ads. And the Google ads, there's no way anybody can give you Google ads $129, and that's why you're not getting the results. So the package that I have sent you, I sent it to you to include the Google ads, so that way you're found in those areas, because that's how we're going to get you listed there. Your local listing would be on the first page, but it's the Google ads that's going to get you found in those other areas. And I'll be very honest, like I told you too, it's more expensive than what you're paying. But what you're paying is not giving you the results that you need, and that explains it, because they're not running Google ads. They can tell you till they're blue in the face that they're doing Google ads, and I will tell you that they are not. Google ads are expensive, but we can provide it to you at the flat rate that I provided it to you, because we're Google Premier Channel Partner. So you're not going to incur that cost per click. We will, but we provide it to you at that flat rate for that reason. And with us,
that rate again?
It would be $549 a month. And then it's with the $99 setup fee. So it makes your initial investment would be $648, right, to get started. And then monthly is $549. But that's going to give you the Google ads. It's going to put you in those areas, right, within that 100-mile radius. And then also, if you wanted to choose specific counties or zip codes, you could even do it like that if you wanted. But it will give you the first page placement in the local map as well. And then we also create content for you on Bing. We're going to make sure that your website is also attached to where we list your business. We'll include the voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We'll give you coverage on the mobile devices as well, which are the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. And then we'll also submit you to the popular directories, right? Other directories people will go and search. So directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, I mean, those are just naming a few of them, but we'll list you on the most popular ones. And with our program, it is, I'd like to be very transparent because that's how I am, With our program, it's on a 2-month verbal commitment. We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. It's a 2-month verbal commitment because it's going to allow us, just so you understand, we put in, I would say, over 100 hours creating your listings, optimizing you, maintaining your presence there. So when our company starts seeing a profit off of a business that has signed up with us, we don't start seeing a profit for our own company until you've been with us for about 3 to 4 months. So believe me when I tell you, we are going to do our diligence to maintain you and make sure that you're getting that good return on your investment, because if you canceled after 2 months, we're not making any money. We work on retention, retaining our clients for a long time. So we pride ourselves in what we do,
Everything
and
you're
going to get those results.
That's what I want to hear. Okay. Excuse me, I'm not trying to cut you off, but
you're
telling me is what I want to hear. And like that concrete contractor, you ask him about concrete and he'll tell you everything you need to know. You ask me anything about industrial coatings, I can tell you what coatings I can put on there that will last 20, 30, 40 years, okay?
Exactly.
I don't know about Google. I don't want to know about Google. I don't want to know about search engines. I don't, because we get taken to the cleaners every time we turn around,
Yeah.
What's that guy doing?
Yeah.
What you're telling me is everything I want to hear. The $500 does not scare me. You know, it's easy. I don't got that problem. I just want to see a difference. I just want 3 months, you know, to say, hey, you know what? I love you, man. I love you, your kids, your husband. You know, I am seeing a return the way I mean, 45 years in business, I shouldn't have any problems. And I don't. But we're not getting the work we should be getting.
Exactly.
And what happens after 45 years, what happens? Everybody that I've known, all the contacts that I've made with presidents, vice presidents, operator managers and managers, those people have all retired, you know. They've all retired, so now they got new kids coming in. They got new people coming in. And I'm going to put myself out there to get known again, and I'm not doing that. It's not happening.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, you know.
So
it's the millennials, right?
What I'm saying is I need your help, and if you know, I want your game to be for real, and I'm not saying it's not. I just
tired
of the BS that everybody else is giving me. You know, at this point, I'm willing to sign up. You know, you call, in the office, I make time for me to be there, and it's real hard for me, but I'm going to be there from 8:30 in the morning till 12, and then I got to get out in the field. But
yeah.
I need you to give me a call at 10:45 when Kelly's there, because
she's
on my ass. She's been with me 15 years. She's a sister to me. She does everything keeping me out of jail, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, but she gets real frustrated, like this $129 we're paying. And for what? For nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then there's questions we have about a website that maybe you can help us answer. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah. So what day do you want me to call? I know you said at 10:45 you said is when she'll be there. Okay.
She will be there at 10:45. She gets there at 10:30, but I don't want her walking in. I mean, you catch her cold feet. So at 10:45, it's going to give me a chance at 8:30 to go back and see who the hell we've been paying $129 to, what they've been doing or not doing. And then I'm going to have all that information ready for you, including who's doing our website. And then I can give it to you. I can give it to Kelly. And I'll say, okay, ladies, y'all take it from here. Here's a debit card. Get your money. Just take care of me, please.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll call you. You said tomorrow at 10:45, right?
10:45, you give me a call. I will be with Kelly. I'll probably be in the meeting with you for about 15 minutes. And then I'll let you and Kelly, because she's my office manager. She's the one that runs everything. And then,
perfect.
I'm giving it the okay to go ahead and pay for it. I just want her. She's like you. She's very thorough. She's going to ask all the right questions and make sure we get what we want. So after I'm in the meeting and I introduce you to her, I'm going to let you go through it with her. We'll get you laid up.
And
let's get this ball rolling. Just please, I'm asking you, just make it work for us, please.
Absolutely. It was such a pleasure speaking with
you,
Neville. You
sound like a wonderful person. You sound like a wonderful person. You sound very knowledgeable. You sound like me 30 years ago, you know.
Listen, you know what? And I'll tell you where I get frustrated is when, and I get frustrated not with the business owner. You know where I get frustrated with is with these companies that make it sound so nice what they're going to do and that they're going to get you on that first page. I have one guy, no joke, tell me, well, they said that I'll be on the first page immediately. It doesn't work like that. It's a process, you know, and I tell them, I'll give you the timeline. So like with your Google Ads, Neville, just so you know, you'd be up there within 7 to 14 days in the Google Ads. The directories, you'll be up there within 5 to 7. The local map, I'm not going to lie to you, it does take a little longer, but in our terms and conditions, we stay 30 to 45 days. I will tell you this, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen sometimes where it has happened sooner.
That's how I am.
That's
exactly how I do my business.
Right?
It's going to take us seven days. Coming back from San Antonio right now. You know,
exactly.
A 2,500-acre solar plant that needs some work. Yeah. How long is it going to take me? It'll take me 10 days to do it. I know I'm going to be out of there in 5 days, but I'm not going to tell them that. I'm going to let my words speak for itself. Because actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's good. Transparency and being genuine. Like, look at, this is how long I had these guys I had to hire to get all of our plumbing redone. And I'm not even joking. This kid was like, I'll get it done in one day. And I looked at him and I'm all, really? He's all, I will get it done in one day. I'm very confident in the crew that I have. We are going to knock it out in one day. And I'm not even joking about when it was 5 o'clock, he says, give me 2 more hours because there was a little hiccup that they came across. He goes, give me 2 more hours and we're complete. I'm like, all right. And that kid, I was impressed. I was very impressed. He was very straightforward and he's like, look, this, we're going to have to break this piece of concrete. There is no other way around that clean out. Okay, cool. Because the other company told me they didn't have to. And he goes, they're going to tell you that because they're going to turn around and upsell you on it. I'm not here to upsell you. I'm here to get in, get the job done, and get out and move to my next job. And I'm going to be straightforward. And I said, okay, you're hired. Let's get it done. And that guy was out the next day. Those other guys told me 4 days. And they were a huge company. And I'm like, you're a big company. You would have more crews, and it's going to take you 4 days? You know,
well,
so.
And that's the whole point with us. It's embarrassing, you know, for me to be in the business that I am, and our name speaks for itself. But then I got, and this is where the whole problem started, is the people
right.
that I had do our website 7 years ago, that website was so poor. I mean, it was so, I mean, I deal with engineers, presidents of companies. I've done it all, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done work for Sandra Bullock, Matthew McConaughey, Willie Nelson.
Wow.
I mean, I do a lot of high-profile projects. And the website we had stunk. But when I changed the website, I don't know what happened, that our calls, and I got a beautiful website now, but I don't know what they did or what they didn't do that we're not getting the calls that we were getting before. We were getting 50 to 60 calls a day, every single day. Even if I just got 10% of that work,
yeah,
it's not bad. But now I'm getting maybe 5 calls a day, maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm looking at your pictures. I mean, you do really good work. Really good work.
And those pictures are nothing. I haven't had enough time. Matter of fact, I'm doing a job. I did a presentation for Texas State University at the agricultural mechanical class. And I went in there and I did a class on business. And they're going to give me 2 students. They're going to come in and they're going to work the office and get graded for that, you know. But one of the assignments that I'm going to do is I'm going to get them to strictly work on a website. Just get all our pictures. We've got pictures that would knock people off the wall if they saw
what we
did.
I bet.
But I don't have the time to sit down, get them out of my phone, put them in the
computer. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
You know, I just don't have. I mean, this morning I got there at 6:45. I got there at 6:45. And I stayed there and maybe 1 hour and 20 minutes, and I took off to San Antonio, and I'm just now getting back. And you know, it's a good thing. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting the tools and the effort that I need to put into that website to really make it beneficial for us. And it's good right now, but it could be a lot better.
I hear you. Well, listen,
so,
I will give you a call tomorrow.
In the morning. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Together in the morning, I'll let you see Kelly. We'll get the ball rolling, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Navelle, you have a good evening.
I appreciate you staying on top of me because
of course
this has been in my heart. I just, you know, I'm just real busy and you know, coming and going. But
yeah, no, of course, no worries.
I got Trinity in school, so I got all those things behind.
That's so awesome. Well, I'm glad that everything's turning around for you and in the right direction. So I'll call you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You drive safely and have a good evening, okay?
I will. The same to you. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.